Good morning. Welcome to worship and Happy New Year. Thank you. We'd like to give a warm welcome to all our visitors and anyone who may be joining us for the first time. You're most welcome. And just a reminder that we have refreshments in the hall after the service. Please do join us. Quick reminder, Open Mind begins again on Wednesday, January the 10th, and that is in the church hall from 10 a.m. to 12, and all are welcome to come. I'd also like to give our thanks to Derek and Sonia and the young people who are leading our worship this morning. I'll now pass you on to our preacher, Charmaine Slade, who will be leading the service today.
Good morning. Yes, I might turn to wish you a happy new year too. It's lovely to see you and welcome to the people who will be watching later from home. So it's our first Sunday of 2024 and of course it's an all-age worship. I don't know if anyone remembers back to last Sunday when Steve Norris came to preach and he asked if anyone here had made any New Year's resolutions. And nobody put their hands up at all. Well, I think we were just being shy because I bet some of us have. So we're 7 days in. Anyone still going? Many of us, me included, will be looking at trying for a healthier diet and getting fitter. I bet quite a few of you are doing Veganuary. Anybody? No? Veganuary, where you go vegan for a month. And would it be cheeky to ask if any of us are doing Dry January? Thank you, David. Well, it's traditionally the time of looking at new beginnings, and this is what we're going to be covering today. But before we do that, we think it'd be a really lovely idea to reinstate a habit that we used to do, haven't done for quite a while. And that will be starting each service by celebrating any of our children and young people's birthdays by singing Happy Birthday. Just the children, please, or we'll be here all day. Does that sound like a plan? Yeah, happy with that. Does anyone here, young people, have a birthday last week or the week coming? Yeah, you're too old. Sorry, mate. How old are you? No, so don't worry. At least we know now it'll be happening each week, so you can have a think about it. We appreciate all our young people, our children, very, very much, so it'd be great to sing our best wishes to you in the future. Okay, let's move into our service proper this morning by hearing our Old Testament Bible reading that Jediah is going to bring us.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God said that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Amen. Creator of the galaxies, ruler of the farthest reaches of space, you are nearer to us than our own hands and feet, closer to us than our own next breath. We sense your presence in the tightly curled hand of a newborn child, and in the open arms of a wide golden beach. We hear you in the sound of wind and waves, and in the soft chatter of happy children. Your presence is woven into the truth of your word and into our lives, and we are glad to sing your praise. Amen.
Very good. Beautiful. Thank you, Jediah. So, as we sense God's presence here with us this morning, let us start by joining the band in songs of worship. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. He called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Simple, plain words, yet unimaginably profound. God spoke, and the world as we know it began. With just a word. Let's just look at this story a little bit more. Kathy, if you wouldn't mind running the VT, please. That was a bit prompt. Sorry about that. I know I'm not the only person, I'm sure, who thinks about this passage with this huge question mark. How on earth can this possibly have happened? No one was there to see it happen. Whoever wrote Genesis certainly wasn't. At the heart of Genesis 1 is a huge mystery, and sometimes mysteries can't be explained. The author couldn't have had any idea about science as we know it today, and there is no dispute, well, very little dispute, I should say, about what we're taught at school about the physical changes to the world over billions of years. But even so, how and why? God's word is not a textbook, and the story of creation as written here isn't a history lesson as such either. And how it all began may perhaps always be a divine mystery. Maybe we should be thinking about that different question. Not how, but why? At the very beginning of time, when the earth was nothing more than formless and empty nothingness, what was the very first thing God said? Light. Let there be light. And there it was, separating the day from the night. Where would we be without light? How could we exist without it? In Genesis 1, God created natural light, but today we can manufacture it and use it in so many ways which improve our lives. What examples of light can you tell me about? Can you shout to me? That includes you young people too. What gives us light? Anything?
Electricity.
Light.
Sun.
Candles. Candles. Torch. More torches, yeah. The moon. What about artificial light? What did you say, honey?
Fire.
Fire, thank you. Any more? Stars. Okay. Let me give you some more. Night lights, car headlights, street lights, tanning lamps, solar, laser. Sorry? LED, yes. Oh, she's with it. Night lights bring comfort, don't they, to the young and to the old, and stop you tripping over when you're going to the bathroom. Without light, you can't see where you're going. Without light, you can't grow food. Without light, humans don't do well. We get SAD, seasonal affective disorder, and don't get enough vitamin D to stay well. If we were permanently in the dark, life would be totally chaotic. At the simplest level, we would just bump into each other, fall over each other and everything. Criminals would have a great time doing criminally things because no one could see who they were or where they were or what they were doing. We wouldn't know where our things were. We couldn't learn very much. We wouldn't know what anyone looked like. There'd be no transport, no science, no technology, no films, no TV, no hospitals, offices, factories. The food industry wouldn't exist. Life would be a scramble to survive if survival was even possible. There would be chaos. Now, chaos can be quite a difficult thing to explain. So we have a musical experiment, and I want you to listen and watch very carefully. Afterwards, I'm going to be asking you what happened and why. So please remain seated and do join in whenever you can. Brilliant, brilliant. Okay, sorry about that. So what happened? What happened there? How did that first bit make you feel? Did you wonder what on earth was going on? Yeah. But did it disrupt you? Did it make you feel really uncomfortable? Yeah, me too. Me too. You should have heard rehearsals. And what actually made the difference? What changed? She's got it straight away. A conductor. Okay, so we know it was John. But who are we trying to say is the conductor? God came in and restored order. That's right. That's right. Kathy, could you just show the Old Testament reading again, please? We learn that God created the world by speaking. He gave us light and separated it from the darkness, creating the beginnings of separating chaos into order. And this thread of creation and restoring and falling apart and restoring is a theme that we see right the way through the Bible. God is at work constantly, not then, but now. Kathy, could you show the snow globe video, please? Here. I imagine quite a few of us will have snow globes that we use at Christmas. They're beautiful things, aren't they? They're like little enclosed worlds showcasing something perfect, idealistic. And I, for one, remember the one I had as a child and how much I loved it. And I know my children did too. There are little pieces of beauty and perfection. Now, I wonder if our young ones would like to come and design a snow globe for me. On the table here, I've got some outlines and some crayons, all different ones. If you could just use your imagination and design some snow globes, what would you put inside? If you could shake the world, what would it look like when the snow stops falling? And then when you've done that, a little bit later on, I'd like you to tell me why you've put in whatever you've decided into your snow globe. Well, our band is suddenly depleted, but we'll have a song for anyway. Thank you. In the beginning, God. God. How reassuring is that? Even just that word by itself. God is at the start of everything, but is also the constant heartbeat in everything. God speaking life into existence can't be explained by the ways of the world. And yet we are all here because God spoke life into all of us. Genesis 1 makes the most profound statement that a new word, a new world has been spoken that transforms reality forever. God's word spoke mankind into reality. God speaks new creation into existence every single moment. Every blossoming flower, every river that flows, every sunrise and sunset show God speaking to us through his divine creation. Every infant child is a word spoken by God. And yet, do we listen for his voice? We fill our lives with busyness, distractions, and endless information. We try to comprehend how the world began, whether that be in 7 days or 7 millennia. The science is compelling. Creation was not a one-time, one-moment event. Instead of maybe trying to stop tying ourselves in knots, trying to understand those first few words of Genesis, think of it perhaps instead as rich poetry, providing what Dr. Rowan Williams, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, describes as the steady backdrop of our faith. God is alive. His word is alive today and as much as yesterday. In the beginning, God. What can be more comforting than the knowledge that God has been present since the beginning of time? Not just when creation sprang into life. God was there when each of us came into being. He is the light at the beginning and the middle and the end. At the inception of every good relationship, every idea, every wise belief, every laugh, every smile, God is there. It took me a very long time to learn to let God speak. Like so many, I fill my head and life with busyness. Like many, perhaps, I actually don't want to leave any space to think. It can seem a bit like a luxury that I can't afford. And being a doer by nature, I know I have much to learn about leaving space for God to speak. I have to take myself away from all distractions. Usually I go out for a bit of a short walk into his creation and let the elements be my prayer space, my space of silence where God can get a word in. And it is here that I learned really for the first time that God's love for me, for us, is beyond comprehension. And that is more than okay. There is immeasurable beauty in standing or kneeling before something that we will never understand. There is wonder, awe, in hearing the word become incarnate in the place that we live. Genesis 1 is powerful, beautiful, and extraordinary. It is strange and indecipherable. It communicates the depths of God's love in a way we can't ever explain. It refuses to be categorized, rationalized, sterilized. It will always be delightfully mysterious, curious, and glorious. Out of chaos sparked a light that can never be dimmed or extinguished. Out of the chaos came a single flame to light our way through this darkness. A flame that can light the way for someone when in darkness themselves. Then be their light. Hold up the candle so that they can see. In times of trouble and also times of plenty, let us focus on the light that is Christ, for his promises are to be trusted for all time. Amen. Okay, kids, shall we have a look at your snow globes? Do you want to bring them up here? Even if they're partly done, do you want to come up and show me? Come on then. Let's have a look. Right. Can you just get me the microphone off the piano, darling, please? Can you get the mic off the piano? Thank you. Oh, we got lots. That's lovely. Who's first? I think you were up first. Do you want to tell us what was on your picture and show everybody? Turn it around so people can see. Can you hold it up
snow
in the air?
Snow and a Christmas tree and a house.
And a house.
And a snowman.
Oh, yes. Beautiful. Thank you.
So my picture has a Christmas tree, a house, and also a snowman.
Brilliant.
And also it's snowing outside.
Lovely. Thank you. Right, pass it on. We're going to need to put you at the front of the...
I have different colour snow and a blue snowman.
Oh, gorgeous. Pass it around. There we are. Where's she gone?
I have a dog on my snow globe.
Oh, that's nice.
I've got a snowman and a reindeer.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Any more for any more? Brilliant. Thank you ever so much. Do you want to take them with you? Really nice. Yes. Yes, lovely. Thank you. Victoria and Jennifer are now going to lead us in prayer.
At the moment of creation, everything was dark and chaos reigned. The wind of God moved over the waters, movement and glimmers of light spread through the darkness. With sounds like a thousand thunderstorms and blinding flashes of lightning, the light began to split away from the darkness. God divided light from darkness, day from night, the beginning of all time. Lord, bring order from our chaos. Lord, bring light into our darkness. Lord, make new beginnings for us and our Lord and our world. Amen.
Let us pray. When I say the words, Lord, in your mercy, please respond by saying, hear our prayer. Eternal God, it feels as if the whole world has changed beyond recognition, and yet in there is stability and the opportunity of a new beginning. So we pray now for those whose lives are in turmoil, those whose lives have been turned upside down, those who feel lost. May they feel supported and find fresh hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are overwhelmed by worry about their jobs, their money, or their physical and mental health. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all children and young adults as they return to school or college, and those who are homeschooled. For some, it will come as a relief if their home life isn't safe and loving, or they don't have enough to eat. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the Middle East, particularly Gaza and Israel. Lord, the situation there is too much for mankind to resolve. We ask that you move in that place with power, glory, and your redeeming justice. We continue to pray We continue to hold Ukraine before you. Those caught in the fighting need your comfort, Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray today for those in Japan who have been affected by the serious earthquake, that those who are still trapped are found, and we give our thanks to those who come to rescue and comfort. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who work in the emergency services, for those whose work is dangerous and traumatic. We pray for those in refugee camps with little protection from the weather, those who sleep rough, those who can't afford to heat their homes or buy nutritious food. May they feel supported and find fresh hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for one another, our families, our communities, our church fellowships. May we support those who are unwell or grieving, This morning in particular, we hold out to you Claire, Martin and Sophie in their grief. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May we bring fresh hope to those who feel forgotten and are vulnerable. And may we, both practically and prayerfully, share our faith in your Son Jesus, in whose name we entrust these prayers to you. Amen. Let us now say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. As it is in heaven, give us today our daily bread. Forgive us of our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, from evil. The power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you. We now have our final song. It is new to us, so join in and let's see what we can do together. Please be seated. Lord, as we step into a new year, we offer you this money to continue your work on earth in practical ways, given today and by regular standing order. We ask you to bless it as we seek to be your hands and feet. May those who benefit from it find you, seek your face, and see that you are indeed the never-ending source of light that they have been searching for. Amen. We're going to be finishing the service with the new global production of The Blessing. I know lots of you will have heard The Blessing before. Please remain seated and join in with the voices from all over the world. You might need some tissues. It's quite beautiful. God bless you as you go out into the week, and be sure to carry the light that is in Christ with you. Amen.